are both, of course, continued forward. And now we'll take up item 528.
Were we taking 529 first, Commissioner?
Oh, sorry. Is that right? Did you want to do the
529?
Pardon me?
Do you want to do 530 first?
We have everyone teed up. Susan, right. you want to do 530 quickly? You can keep it to five. Do we have a lot of people testifying on it?
One.
Okay, Mayor, as a courtesy to Susan.
All right.
I don't object to bumping, but we have a lot of people teed up.
All right, item 530.
530, revised solid waste and recycling rates and fees for franchise residential collection and commercial permit tonnage fees, effective July 1, 2016.
Okay, so this is the first of our utility rate ordinances. We are pleased to have our director here. I'll cut through the rest of my talking points and turn it right over to Susan Anderson.
Thank you, Susan Anderson, Director of Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. And with me is Bruce Walker, our solid waste manager. So we're here today to talk rates, and we have some great news. For the fourth year in a row, solid waste and recycling rates are going down. As you can see soon, there it is in this slide. We are proposing to reduce rates across the board. For example, in the 35-gallon roll cart, our most popular service level, rates will be reduced by 20 cents from $29.35 to $29.15, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you look at your electric, gas, and other utility bills, there aren't any others that are going down. So we're very happy about this. Every year we do a thorough review of all the costs for providing service, and this year the rate reduction was actually kind of amazing because at the same time that rates are going down, we required haulers to make improvements to their truck fleet, shifting to cleaner diesel or compressed natural gas trucks. However, this increase in cost was more than covered by three factors. We have excellent recycling and composting by all of our residents, and that means lower tip fees for all the composting versus garbage, improved efficiencies by local haulers, and lower prices for fuel. If you take a step back in history, you can see that rates have continued to be lower than inflation ever since the residential franchise system began. You can see the slide there, back in 1993. Even with providing free roll carts to every household, you used to have to buy your own garbage can, and now we provide those and converting to much cleaner vehicles. So our partnership with the city's haulers has been a great success. There is one area that I would like us to look into to see if there are opportunities to diversify the ownership of all of our residential franchisees. I don't want to do this tomorrow. I just want us to begin to think about this as we look at all of our programs through an equity lens. I think we need to recognize that we have very few and maybe one women-owned firms or minority-owned firms. And so as we have our franchises for 10 years, but as we begin to look towards the next time, I want us to look at that and see about opportunities. Next slide. On the commercial side, you will remember that we don't set rates for commercial service. Commercial service does include multifamily properties. We do establish rules for safety and for effective collection. We also collect a tonnage fee that funds the oversight of all the commercial haulers and also funds commercial waste reduction recycling programs. And this includes, again, service to multifamily properties. It also pays for collection from public trash cans, like those that are along the transit mall. Currently, only a few business districts in the city get this collection service. We'd like to broaden that. It's something we've talked about for probably a decade. What we would like to do is add that service to regional centers, town centers, and neighborhood centers, do this over 5 years, spread out the costs, and do that by adding $1.30 to the tonnage fee, so increasing that from $8.30 to $9.60. That's about 0.5% increase for most commercial customers. We don't know the exact cost because it's a free market, and that amount is determined between those who are getting the service and their private hauler. So it's something we've been looking at for a long time. I think it's we haven't had an increase in the tonnage fee for 3 or 4 years? 3 years?
2012.
Yeah, 4 years. And this would roll it in over 5 years and begin to provide that service in the business districts. And as we become more walkable, wonderful, complete neighborhoods, it's more and more important that we keep those districts looking great.
Does it start this year with expanding service to more districts? We have seven right now that we do.
Right, and so there are another 20, I believe, 24. And so what we'll do is roll in another 4 or 5 a year, and we'll come up with a process for how to do that, and obviously looking at all parts of the city.
We received a lot of requests from the Pearl.
Yes,
to add there. So is that you're aware of that? I'm assuming, and
very.
That they would be considered in the next wave.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Sure.
That's terrific. I'm very excited about that.
That's great. Thank you.
Would you be adding some more of the big belly solar compactors?
Those are not city owned, and maybe Bruce can talk to keeping it within our five minutes here. Those are provided by private investments.
Portland Business Alliance has ponied up for those, and our contracts do the collection.
Who currently takes care of garbage at, say, TriMet stops and in businesses like on Hawthorne?
Well, on TriMet stops, TriMet is responsible. Hawthorne is not an example of where we provide service, but it would be an example of some of those business districts, town centers that we would be looking at in the future.
And so currently it's the neighboring businesses that pay for garbage picked up there?
In that example and several other in the city.
And
yes.
You'll have a process for business districts to apply?
Yes, we will.
I figured. Yeah, I there's a lot of interest. I think there's a lot of confusion amongst the community as to who's responsible for what. So having us responsible for more, I think, is definitely the way to go.
Thank you both. Other questions? Thank you very much. Anyone? I know there's at least one person that wants to speak on this item, so come on up.
Thank you very much for all of your work.
Thank you both. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. My name is Dave White. I am Regional Representative for the Oregon Refuse and Recycling Association, and in that position, I assist and represent the Portland Haulers Association and its members that provide solid waste and recycling collection service in the city. PHA members have worked cooperatively with city staff to provide financial information that was analyzed by staff and your rate consultant. And the haulers appreciate the opportunity to engage in discussions with staff during the rate review process and the city's willingness to consider that input. PHA believes that the rate review process is fair and has resulted in a rate proposal that's before you that is reasonable for the ratepayers and the haulers. This is the fourth year in a row that rates have remained flat or gone down. That's remarkable, as Susan just said, considering inflationary impacts, negative recycling markets, that the haulers are continuing to buy expensive but energy efficient and clean operating trucks to meet the clean fleet requirements. PHA is pleased that BPS acknowledged this year that the proposed rate reduction is again a testament to the haulers becoming more efficient. That efficiency results in lower labor costs and downward pressure on rates. So just a heads up for next year. We are proposing a big reason for the efficiencies that we are achieving is because we've moved to automated trucks and roll carts that we use. And about 80%, I think it is, of Portland's garbage is not collected in a roll cart, but yard debris and recycling is. And so we have raised the issue with their staff to consider by next year, July of 2017, the next rate review, to move towards a fully carted system for efficiency and for worker safety. So with that, like I said, I think you can tell that we support this proposal. We thank you for the opportunity to serve the community. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Thank you for coming in to say that we're doing a good job, that staff is doing a good job,
doing
and
great
to
job.
Celebrate what you're doing. I was just checking Twitter, and I'm shocked and saddened to find out that it's not yet been reported that we are decreasing the rates. I'm sure that'll come through any minute that everybody be right on that.
Right.
So thank you for your partnership on that. When you come back to ask for the universal roll carts next year, it would be really great to get information on the worker compensation claims from your staff, and I'm guessing that there's a huge decrease in injuries to your staff from not having to do so much heavy lifting. And I changed to a roll cart for my garbage because of that issue and because I was informed by staff of the benefits of automation. So I wanted to ask both you and staff as to whether we could do a renewed education campaign to help people remember what goes in garbage, what goes in recycling, what goes in compost, because I think as time has gone by, and some of the rules have changed back and forth, as I see as I'm walking to the bus stop, recycling cans that seem to be full of garbage to me. So I want to make sure that our sorters at the facilities and that your staff are getting the work that the assistance from the government that we could do. So,
oh, we work well in partnership to get that information out, and we need to continue to send that message, so we will do that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'll just say this, this is going to go to second reading next week, so we won't actually vote on it today, but while you're here, I just want to say that, you know, again, I often inform my colleagues about what I hear from other mayors when I go to the U.S. Conference of Mayors meetings, and in other cities, garbage rates and garbage and recycling service are, you know, issues that are full of strikes and strife. And here it's a quiet hearing with, you know, partners. So thank you for being good partners, because the haulers have helped make us the success that we are in recycling, kept these rates down, and now we have this ability to, with a modest increase in tipping fees, provide neighborhood district garbage service all over the city. And the fact that there is no strife about it is really one more thing about Portland that we take for granted but maybe shouldn't. So we appreciate you.
Well, thank you for that opportunity.
Thanks very much. All right, this comes back next week for the final vote.
Mayor, please come back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks for final vote. Thank you. With the rest of the budget. Okay, thank you. Now we'll move to...